Republican senators question whether Joe Biden is really in charge as media presence is unimaginably conventional. By Wendell Hasebo on April 12, 2021. Texas Senators John Cornyn, RTX, and Ted Cruz, RTX, question Monday whether President Joe Biden is really in charge, as his public comments are largely scripted. The president is not doing cable news interviews. Tweets from his account are limited and, when they come, unimaginably conventional. The public comments are largely scripted. Biden has opted for fewer sit-down interviews with mainstream outlets and reporters, Cornyn tweeted before adding, invites the question, is he really in charge? Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, retweeted Cornyn's question. I have no idea what you're talking about, he said in just a pile-on in agreement. I have no idea what you're talking about. pic.twitter.com/kqvqfxoyear. Ted Cruz, at Ted Cruz, April 12, 2021. Biden on March 25 held his first solo press conference of his presidency after 54 days, a 100-year record, resulting in several awkward moments which included disclosing a list of a few specific reporters he was to call on for questions. Biden's press conference cheat sheet with headshots of reporters, why are some of the squares crossed out? pic.twitter.com/h1pru1gaku. Charlie Spiering, at Charlie S. Beering, March 26, 2021. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain ridiculed media demands for Biden to hold a press conference. Klain even shared a post from former Hillary Clinton advisor on social media mocking the idea that Biden would have a press conference, Breitbart reported. But at the time of the event, a poll showed 52% of voters were worried Biden had not held a solo press conference. Jonathan Allen, NBC News senior political analyst, said of Biden's press conference performance that he looked tired. Biden sounding and looking tired partway through. Jonathan Allen, at Jonah Lenk, March 25, 2021. Furthermore, Biden's unimaginably conventional Twitter account mirrors the carefulness the White House is displaying with Biden's media interactions. For example, his Twitter handle recently elucidated the following thoughts. It matters whether you continue to wear a mask. It matters whether you continue to socially distance. It matters whether you wash your hands. It all matters and can help save lives. Joe Biden, at Joe Biden, March 14, 2021. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's long past time Congress take action. President Biden, at POTUS, April 10, 2021. Clean drinking water is infrastructure. The American Jobs Plan will improve our water infrastructure by replacing 100% of the nation's lead pipes and service lines, bringing clean drinking water to every American. The White House, at White House, April 7, 2021. Cornyn's suggestion that Biden is not really in charge bears upon his continual fallback to his personal residence in Delaware. Breitbart News reported in March that Biden took his fifth trip home since he became president and his sixth weekend away from the White House. And often, when he returns to the White House, he frequently does not take questions. Biden's media strategy is in contrast to former President Trump's, whose team frequently stated that Trump was the most accessible president in history, answering the media's questions at nearly every request. CNN's Jim Acosta said in comparison to Biden's limited media availability that I don't think the press should be trying to whip up the Biden presidency and turn it into must-see TV in a contrived way.